We are holding by the Mishnah Daf Yutes Amar Aleph. Mishnah says, Yotzei Doifin, if a behemoth comes out through the side, not through the womb, and then Babu Achro, the next one that comes out after, the second kid that comes out after, even though that comes out through the Rechem, so what's the luck of these two animals that came out first? So Rabbi Tafanayim Shneim Yirorish Yisovu. Both of them as a stuff is made in their Bechor, and then both of them you have to wait until leave them the field, until it becomes a Bamum, and the Yochu Bamum of the Bailim. The Bailim, the owner, has already heated when it becomes a Bamum, but before that, at the stuff is Bechor on them. Well, Rabbi Akiva says no. Shneim Einim Bechor. Both of these do not have a Lacha Bechor on them. Why Horishin? Again, the first one that came out of the mother came out through a Yaitzah Dyson. Came out through the side, not through the womb. So Horishin of Mei Shaina Petrechem. One of the lochas of a Bechor is only that comes out through the Rechem. It is not called coming out through the Rechem. Therefore, the first one has no Kedushas Bechor on it. The Ashen is the second one that came out after the next kid this Apor, let's say, had, which came out through the Rechem. The Ashen of Mei Shekod Mu'achar. It's not the first one that's born. The Porah gave birth already before to a Zohar. So the second word now is not a Bechor. That's a Lechor of Kiva. A Bechor has to be both. It's the first one coming out and it has to be a Petarechim. Here the first one was not a Petarechim and the second one is not the first one. Therefore it's not called a Bechor. The Mor says, the Mike and Lithuic was a Machlaikas of the Italian. Rabbi Tarfin, Nisafkalei, Bechor ledover echod, ihevi Bechor, ilohevi Bechor. The Tafin has a specific, like each one of these have a look like a Bechor in one halacha, but not a complete Bechor. The first one here, even though it's a Yotze Dyson, didn't come out of the Rechem, but our Kofonim is the first one to be born. And the second one, even though it's not the first one to be born, but it's the first one of the Petah Rechem. So Mitzad Echem has one thing to give it a Shein Bechor. The Tafin is Mesutik, if that's enough to give it a Din Bechor on it. Therefore, each one has a Sotah Bechor on them, and therefore it's the Yeror at Yisrael. So the Kivah of Nog Shitalei, that Bechor, the Dover Echad, Lehevi Bechor, that's not called a Bechor. A Bechor has to be a complete Bechor, the firstborn, and a Petah Echad. Now the Gemara says, Tan Rabban, what is this? There's a Klal of, the Loch of Miklal, Hatsarach Leprat, or Miprat Hatsarach Leklal. That even though usually we have a klal and a prat, and if the Torah says one thing, a klal, a general rule, and then the Torah says a prat. So we say, why did the Torah say the prat? To teach us that ain't the klal elamash of a prat. That the ikur is only what the prat is and not the klal at all. But now there's another case, and that's called a klal that tzarech leprat, meaning the Torah would have just said the klal, we would not know what it means. The prat comes to explain the klal. For such a case, that's not called the prat or klal. That's called to like a lech of a klal. It's only the prat here is coming to explain what the klal means. And the other way also, only prat of tzarech leklal. Certain times there's a prat here, but we do not know what it means. You need the klal to explain it, what it means. So these two cases are not the general lech of a klal of prat, but it's something new, and doesn't have a lech like a klal of prat. Case that, where's there such a case like this? Tayukos Bechor. That the Pesuk says, Kadish li ka Bechor. The Torah says, the Ebesha says, make a kedusha and all the Bechorim. So from this Pesuk and this klal, Yochel, I would have thought to say, I feel the cave of a mashma, even in the cave is also included, it's a klal, called Bechor. Remember, the Pesuk says the word Zohar. So this first part is called the good klal of prat. Out the klal from Kadish li ka Bechor, I would have thought even Zohar in the cave him. Both. Now when the Torah says the word Zohar, that's the prat, so here we darshan ein Bechol ala mashav a prat. You only have Udusha's Bechor on a Zohar on a male and not on a Mekeva. Now, Vaita. Now, to go to our Locha. Now, E Zohar, the Torah says the word Zohar. Yochar, I would have thought to say, Afilu Yotasa Nekeva Lefonov, even if a Nekeva came before. Because maybe Bechor Zohar means the first male that's being born that has Udusha's Bechor. Maybe that's from the cloud here of Zohar. Which must mean any Zohar, any firstborn Zohar, has a loch of a Bechor. He may be, even though it had a Mekeva that was born before it. On this time, the Pesuk says, no, Prat of Tetarechem. It says, the Prat of Tetarechem, no. What's called the Bechor? What's called the Zohar? Not any Zohar, but only a Zohar, which is a Tetarechem, the first one coming out of the mother's womb. So if the mother already gave birth to a Mekeva before, and now this is the first Zohar coming out that has no Lucius Bechor, because that's the Taisha Tetarechem. See, this Tetarechim, it's not like a klal and a prat. The Zorch is like a klal, and Tetarechim is like the prat. But if the Tetarechim is coming to explain what does the Zorcha mean, the Zorcha means where it's a Tetarechim, it's the first one that came out of the Rechim. Now, still, E Tetarechim is from this prat of Tetarechim. Yochel, I would have thought to say, so, Fidu Yotzracha Yetzi Deifen. Let's say the Torah first had one baby, through a Yetzi Deifen came out through the side. Then the second one gave birth to, that was his Tetarechim. So I would have thought to say, maybe the second one has a Kedushas Bechor, because the Maitre is a Tetarechim. But there's no Talmud, the Pasuk says, Bechor, said the Russian before, a Klal of Bechor. This is called the Prat Hatzarech LeKlal. The Prat needs to explain by the Klal, that what's called the Bechor, or Bechor, that the first one to come out. And even though it says Tetarechim, this is the first Tetarechim, that's not enough. It also has to be a Tetarechim. This is the case of the Pshatak and the Rekiv and the Mishnah, that a Bechor is only both Tanoim, that it had to be a Tetarechim and a Bechor, the first one born. Now, Omer Rav Sharbiyo Li Abaya. Rav Sharbiyo said to Abaya, let's see, Reisho Lekinos of La Talmud the Bechor. In the Reish, the first type of the Drosha, when it says the word, Zohar, Yochel Afilu Yotzne Kevel Afonu, Talmud, it says the word Tetarechim. So the question is, what do we have to have the Pasuk Tetarechim? Let us say the word Bechor, that Bechor should be mashmen, had to be the first one born. So in the Reisha does not bring down the word Bechor. Why? So Alma Bechor Ladover Echod, heavy Bechor, doesn't have to be a Bechor completely, even though in the Kevel was born before. But since this is the first born Zohar, I would have thought to say that is called the Bechor. Therefore, I need the word of Tetarechim. Now let's see, the Sefer, Kenosav La Talmud the Bechor. The Sefer, though, when it wanted to know the Sefer, how do we know that the second Tetarechim becomes after Yetzi Doifin? How do we know the second kid has no Gush Bechor? So Dash and Tamlam, it says the word Bechor. What do we see from the word Bechor? Alma Bechor, the Dover Echad, the heavy Bechor. We see with Taichov the word Bechor, the Dover Echad, is not called a Bechor. So, of course, the theory like that the word Bechor by itself is the Mashmoy to say it means the complete Bechor, both the firstborn and a Tetarechim, and maybe no, either one alone is called a Bechor. Which the Chur was saying is the Machlokes, the Mishnah between the Mekiva and the Metarfin. Where it says back, Oh Malay. So, Abayin says back, no, Oh Malay. Le'olam really bechor l'dover echad lo yehavi bechor. Could be no. The mashmosh of the pasuk is a bechor l'dover echad is not called a bechor. Forget. A bechor means a complete bechor. Only l'dover echad is not called a bechor. So how come in the Reish we don't bring down the word bechor? Because for Reish is like this. This is what the Reish means to say. E zochar, the Torah would have just said the word zochar. So yochar, I would have thought to say, afilu yaitse daifin. Even maybe yaitse daifin is zochar that comes up through the side is also called a bechor. But the Havim is called the complete Bechor though, because it is the firstborn and it's a Zohar. Talmud Lema, this, I need the Pasuk, set the Rechem to say, no, it has to come out of the Rechem. That's called the Bechor. So Rashi explains, now, once I know set the Rechem, now I know in the case when the Kedah came out first, and then a Zohar comes out, it has no Kedushas Bechor, because you need a set the Rechem also. Then the Chanami, the Reisha, the reason why I didn't bring down the word Bechor, not because the word Bechor doesn't mean a complete Bechor. No, it means a complete Bechor. But as the word Bechor, I would have thought to say if a Zohar is coming out first, a Yetzi Daifin, through the side, not through the womb, I would have thought to say that's called a complete Bechor. That's the Kedrush of Keter Rechem. No, it has to come through the Rechem, and not if it comes through a Sicilian through the side. That's a biased shot. And that's the Maskon of Asunzi. Ravina says a little different. Ravina Amanol, Yerlam could be maybe Bechor, Ledover Echad, heavy Bechor. As the Etzim word from the Taitch of Bechor could be Bechor, Ledover Echad, is also called the Bechor. And if so, the Sefer, why does the Sefer bring down the word Bechor? Pocket Kobe, this is what the Sefer means to say. That is, Sakotat, if you tell me and think, that Yotza'ach, Yotze, Doif, and Kaddish, that the Zohar comes out after, where the first one came out through the Syrian through the side. The second one comes out through the Tetarechem. If you tell me that's called the Bechor, if so, then Bechor, the cost of Rachman Alomali. Why does the Torah have to write the extra word Bechor? It's extra. You don't need the word Bechor. And now Rashi says that these Sagadar for Bechor, the cost of Rachman Alomash, Meshay, Bechor, the Mikfat, is not to be a Mikfat of Bechor. It's a Lomali, the cost of what you have to write it for. Lomali, Lift the lips, supposed to just say, Petach, Chamor, and Zorchot, Tartish, Lisha, be quiet. If so, it's an extra word, Bechot, teaches, not because that's the mashmoyis of the word Bechor, but since it's an extra word, therefore I say you have to be a Bechor completely. The Mor says, Ilamute, Heichad, Diyotznik, Hevlefon,